Welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we turn to the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 7 with verses 7 through 12 for the daily Mass readings. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which one of you would hand his son a stone when he asks for a loaf of bread, or a snake when he asks for a fish? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. So today in Matthew 7, verses 7 through 12, we are reminded of the profound invitation to seek, ask, and knock. Principles that transcend mere curiosity and beckon us to action in our spiritual journey. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. This scripture reveals an essential truth. Our faith in Jesus Christ opens doors, not just in our lives, but also in the lives of those who are lost, lonely, and languished. As we cultivate a relationship with Christ through prayer and seeking His guidance, we are empowered to reach out to others. Many around us are desperate for connection, longing for the joy that comes from understanding the gift of salvation. It is our duty and privilege to be vessels of this hope, encouraging others to experience the transformative love of Jesus. When we knock on the doors of their hearts, we do so with unwavering faith, trusting that Christ will enter and bring forth healing and restoration. Moreover, we encounter the golden rule in verse 12. So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them. This calls us to empathy and action. It challenges us to treat others with the same grace, compassion, and love that we desire for ourselves. By embodying this principle, we create a ripple effect of kindness and serve as beacons of light in a world often shrouded in darkness. So let us commit to being seekers of the lost and whispers of hope, embodying the joy of salvation in our interactions. With faith in our hearts, as we knock on doors, both physical and spiritual, may we find opportunities to share the profound love of Jesus Christ. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, who put on a fourth-grade play yesterday of Wonka the Chocolate Factory, Julian and Elliot. We pray for those we said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And today is Novena Day 5 for the repose of the soul of Roy Wiggins. He is my uncle, one of my dad's youngest brothers. And today is Novena Day 3 for John Williams. He is a good friend from my life in Gainesville, and he is in a hospice, and we're praying for him today. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continue. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ fit. Today my poem comes from Matthew 7. It's verses 7 through 12. We've got a 1, 2, three, four, five stanza poem. It's titled, This is the Law and the Prophets. In the heart of wisdom, a calling resounds, a gentle reminder where love abounds. Ask and you'll find, the Savior declares, with faith as your guide, cast away cares. Seek with your spirit, let hunger ignite. The treasures of grace will come into sight. Knock on the door of eternal mercy profound. In the silence of yearning, let joy be found. Who among us, if a child should implore, would hand them a serpent or leave them wanting more? A good gift awaits from the Father above, each answer wrapped kindly in infinite love. So treat others well as you wish to be, for in every action we shape our destiny. The golden rule shines, a light so behold. In kindness and care, let our hearts be bold. With echoes of hope in each thoughtful line, in seeking and giving our spirits align, in the sacred embrace of this timeless decree, we find our true purpose. As his children, we're free. Amen. I am Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's February 26, 2026, and I'm recording this morning at 4:39 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Just remind yourselves to be the joy of salvation with the light of Christ in your eyes. Knock and you shall find. Seek and the door will open for you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who knocks, the door will open. Everyone seeks will find. Amen. The golden rule, do unto others as you want them to do unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you.